Hey friends, welcome to Tough Cookie Talks. Before we get into today's episode, I gotta tell you about Kettlebell Social. It's here. Kettlebell Social is my newly revamped online strength training program and community for women who like to do hard things but are trying to be more chill in their approach to fitness. It's opening for enrollment September 18th, 2023. So depending on when you're listening to this, you can go to the link in the show notes and either get yourself on the interest list or just sign up and join us. Here's the deal. Your workouts are meant to enhance your life, not consume it. You maybe love to work out, but like you have a whole ass life to live outside of the gym. You're so over using exercise to shrink yourself, and you love feeling like a badass, but you also need it to be fun and flexible and free. And you're ready to start questioning the arbitrary rules around fitness and stop following advice that wasn't meant for you. If this sounds like you, we're your people. Come play inside of Kettlebell Social. You can check out the link in the show notes for more info. Welcome to Tough Cookie Talks. I'm your host, Jenna Josefowski, but you can call me Jenna J. I'm a semi-retired professional dancer, dance teacher, and yoga teacher turned certified personal trainer and kettlebell instructor who helps active women learn to lift and get strong with equal parts challenge and compassion. After years of working in the fitness industry, I got sick and tired of watching people, including myself, run themselves into the ground trying to uphold the narrow-minded image of what our culture sees as healthy and fit. But instead of giving it all up, I decided that I'd rather change the game. Call out the BS, extract the good, and help others learn to use movement as a way to build themselves up rather than tear themselves down. On this podcast, we'll explore the intersection of fitness and anti-diet culture and all the gray areas in between. We'll let go of shoulds and judgments and dig into tough conversations with curiosity. Things get pretty spicy around here, so grab your headphones and let's do this. Hey friends, welcome to Tough Cookie Talks. Today we are going to talk about crying in the bathroom, both literally and metaphorically. I'm going to share some personal stories from my own life this week and how we can relate that to you and your life and your workouts. Because if you know me, you know I am all about using analogies and speaking in metaphors. So here we go. In real life, I have had at least 5 sobbing meltdowns since last Friday. It is now, like, what day is it even? It's Thursday. So about 5 this week, 3 of them actually happened in one day. And I decided to share it with you on this podcast, not because I want a pity party, but just because I have a really hard time being inauthentic. I was actually planning to record this episode last Friday, but it didn't happen because I wasn't feeling it. I was having just like, not even a shit day, just like a really long day. And that's when the first meltdown happened over my husband who criticized my parking. And then I had another meltdown later because my toddler wouldn't poop. And then again, because he wouldn't nap. And then again, because the restaurant put dressing on my takeout salad and I didn't realize it until the next day when I wanted to eat it and it was soggy. But the whole reason I didn't eat the salad until a day later was because the night that I ordered it, I actually wound up eating brownies for dinner instead. So yeah, that's where we're at. But the thing is, it wasn't actually about any of those things. It was about the reality of trying to be a woman who like has it all. And I put that in air quotes. It is fucking exhausting. It's exhausting. And this week I decided that I needed to take a little bit of my own advice. So let's talk about it. There are 2 things that I'm always telling my clients, 2 things that are pretty much universal advice for anybody that works with me. Thing number 1 is that if you want to do the most in the gym, aka the most reps and sets, lift the heaviest weights, etc., you also need to be doing the most in terms of your recovery. And by recovery, I mean all the stuff that happens outside of the gym. So we're talking your rest, both rest between sets, and also getting enough sleep at night. And then also food, making sure that you're eating enough for a grown-ass woman, that you're nourishing yourself. And then plus drinking water, like just as much, if not more, than you are coffee. And I say that, and I know a lot of you are probably going to be like, meh, because that's how I feel when anybody ever says anything about coffee drinking. But like, takes one to know one, I guess. I don't know. Drink some water just as much as you are coffee. I'm definitely running on fumes over here. Anyway, also making sure that you're making the time to do things that help you manage your stress load, that you're doing things that fill your cup, that bring you joy, right? Because there are different kinds of rest. Like sometimes you need like the go the fuck to sleep kind of rest. And sometimes you need the like hang out with people that fill you with energy kind of rest. Yeah. We need all of that, especially if you're trying to do the most, not only in the gym, but also in any area of your life. And then thing number two is that your workouts are meant to enhance your life, not consume it. I should put that on a t-shirt. Maybe we'll sell merch. Don't get so caught up in doing your workouts perfectly that you let it get in the way of living the kind of life that you actually want to live. Like that is the whole point of this, really, especially as we start to get older. But this week I was really reminded of that for myself. So yesterday I was on a phone call with Christina Montalvo. A lot of you know her as my friend and business mentor, the one that I often do collab episodes with. And I was talking to her about my upcoming launch for my new online program, Kettlebell Social. And this week was supposed to be the week that I was supposed to go hard with promoting it. If you know somebody that has an online business, or maybe you do, you know how this works. You're supposed to send emails every damn day and post on Instagram like it's your job. And I was going to record a podcast episode about it. And I was supposed to do all of these things. And honestly, I can't. And it's not that I'm not excited about my program. I'm super excited about my program. I really am. And also, I'm really fucking tired. I just am. It's one of those seasons in life where I feel like I have bitten off more than I can chew in a lot of areas. For whatever reason, I'm very optimistic. And I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, the start of a new school year, the beginning of a new dance season for me as a dance teacher. I can do that and also promote this brand new program and revamp everything from scratch and also potty train my son. But like, oh my God. I feel like after trying to get myself to do all of these things all week, I have an emotional hangover. That is what it feels like, an emotional hangover. And because we know that I love to speak in analogies, I told Christina on our call that I don't have it in me to sprint right now, but I can definitely jog. I want to. And that's the thing. I want to be talking about my program. I want to be doing a lot of the things that I'm doing. I mean, outside of, you know, potty training and me waiting for the outcome, I am genuinely excited and enjoying a lot of the things in my life, but it's just impossible to sprint with every single thing. And I think a lot of us expect ourselves to do that. And so in this conversation, I started thinking about what I would say to one of my clients if they came to me in this situation and they were like, you know, I've got a lot on my plate. I'm having a really hard time doing this. I can't go this hard, but I want to do something. I would tell them to fucking jog if that's what feels good. I often allude to the idea of this all or nothing mindset that we have, especially around fitness. And a lot of us, for whatever reason, think that we can just perpetually sprint forever. And that's not how this works, right? There's a reason why if you're a runner, there are programs where you can pace yourself, right? You always hear that as like basic advice, and you work up to being able to do what you want to do when you're strength training, when you're lifting in the gym. I often encourage clients to rest for a long ass time. I'll set a timer on my phone. We'll rest for 3 to 5 minutes before we go for that PR. And we need to apply this in a lot of places, whether or not you're in a place with your fitness where you actually like give a fuck about running a marathon or hitting a PR. We still need to find those moments of pulling back, those moments of rest, those moments of ease, especially if you have aspirations of doing really anything, but especially more in the future. And The other analogy that we kind of talked about is this analogy that I've used to talk about Kettlebell Social as my new program. And I've compared it to this idea of coming to a party at my house. I'm a very like visual person in my brain, and that's how I see my online programs. Kettlebell Social is like coming to a party at my house. And whether you're a one-on-one client or simply a part of that group program, you're still a part of the party. Like, you're in the community, we're having a good time, and different people are participating in a way that feels good for them. So like, some people are playing kettlebells out in the yard, and then you come inside and we've got like craft cocktails and fun mocktails and a big table full of Trader Joe's snacks, and I've got one of those super colorful velvet couches, and we're just like sitting having really good conversations. Like, the music is good but not so loud that you can't talk, and it's like a whole vibe. That's how I see the kind of community that I am building online. And the thing that I've been struggling with a lot lately is sometimes the story that I tell myself is that because people know me as a person who is fun and positive and energetic, that nobody wants to hang out with me when I'm crying in the bathroom. And that's what I feel like I am doing right now. I mean, to be honest, actually, like, when I talk about last Friday, like when I was supposed to record a podcast episode and then I was supposed to go to happy hour with my husband and he criticized my parking and then I decided I didn't want to go and I like cried in the bathroom. Actually, that's what was happening in real life. And also, I sort of feel like I'm in this place in my life where I am just metaphorically crying in the bathroom sometimes and nobody wants to deal with that. Now, I know that's not true. But Christina pointed out something that I hadn't considered. And it was kind of inspired by the fact that we were talking a little bit about how we measure success, both in the online business space for, you know, doing a launch of a program, and then also how I encourage my clients to measure success like within their working together, within the work that we do together. And I was thinking about some of the highlights of my past week were these different messages that I got from different clients and different people telling me about how the work that we had done together had somehow helped them. One client in particular, who is a current client, was so excited because when we started working together, squats were not a super comfortable thing for her. She was kind of concerned about them being bad for her knees because that's what she had been told. But over the past, I would say, year and a half or so, we've been working on different variations, building up that movement pattern, because we know that squatting is something that we all do in our day-to-day lives. Like, every time you sit in a chair and get back up, that's a squat, right? And so anyway, we had been working on that, and she got to a point where she did like a super low squat below parallel and it didn't hurt her knees, and she was so excited and she was like, thank you. And I'm like, oh, I could cry. This is so good. And then another, actually a former client, sent me a text message about how because of the work we had done together and we had been doing just some coaching around movement and her resistance towards that. And in doing that, we had actually uncovered that, much like what I talk about in this story that I share with you today, that a lot of the feelings that she was having around not wanting to move or feeling like she was too tired to work out were related to some of her life circumstances and, you know, a shitty, stressful job that overworked her and underappreciated her. And she sent me a message to tell me that she finally left that job, found a new job, and was off to do some traveling. She was on a 10-day trip to Europe, and she wanted to thank me for encouraging her to start building that positive momentum. And that, again, another thing that, I mean, I could just cry. I could just cry hearing that, but like, not cry in the bathroom, like tears of joy. There's a lot of crying in this episode. Anyway, so there were those two things. And then there was another DM that I got from an Instagram follower thanking me for the mini push-up program that I had created as a freebie and how she thought it was going to be a really great and helpful thing for her in getting back into strength training. And I super appreciate hearing all of that feedback, because sometimes, you know, whether you're coaching or you're just creating content online, it can sometimes feel like you're screaming into a void and the work that you're doing or the ideas that you're sharing aren't making a difference, even though when you look at the big picture, they actually are. You know what I mean? And the thing that I was reminded of when I was talking about these, that when I create something, whether that's like a workout program, a community like Kettlebell Social, an idea, that it lives on even when I'm feeling a little off. And the same is true for you. Christina pointed out that it was much like if I were having an actual party, if I needed to like slip away and cry in the bathroom for 20 minutes, a couple of my close friends might come and like dry my tears and like hold back my hair if they needed to or whatever. And everybody else would still be having a good time at the party and I could eventually return. And so that's what I feel like, again, I've been doing this week, crying in the bathroom, but we're back. And what I've decided is that if I want this to be sustainable, I am turning this into more of a marathon than a sprint. I am my own boss. I'm trying not to be a shitty boss to myself. And I get to make the rules and I get to change them whenever I want to. So contrary to like a lot of the online business advice that is out there, doors are open for Kettlebell Social right now. I am not going to be bombarding your inbox this week like I normally would during a program launch. I'll be instead talking about it sporadically for the next couple of months and sharing nuggets of inspiration along the way so that you feel like you're still getting value and not just getting like a constant barrage of sales pitches over and over again. I don't even have a deadline for when doors are supposed to close right now. I know that that's like sacrilege. In online business land, what I'm supposed to do is tell you that like, hey, you have until next Friday to enroll in Kettlebell Social. Otherwise, like doors are closing and you won't be able to sign up again until like next August or whatever. But like, that's not true. That's not true. I'm not going to lie about it. I can't be inauthentic. Right now, enrollment for Kettlebell Social is evergreen. And I'm trusting that you're going to join us if and when it feels right for you. And if it doesn't, that you're gonna hang out here for the vibes and the realness and the inspiration and know that when and however you show up, that it's okay to show up exactly as you are. You can even cry in the bathroom with me. And so right now, I'm still offering an extended founders rate discount for that program. It is $129 a month. Regular price will go up to $149 a month. That's what I'm planning on. But right now, I'm offering the discounted founders rate until whenever I feel like I am over it. And if you want to get on the interest list for that program, I'll be sending out some additional bonus freebies over the next couple of months as well. So again, I know this is the part where I'm supposed to like give you some big sales pitch and tell you that you have this many more days to sign out before doors close. And if you don't join us now, then you're going to miss out and like, whatever, that's a lie. You can join whenever you feel like you want to join or not. And then in the meantime, I'll be back here on this podcast again soon with more info about that program, but also like more shit that I just want to talk about and guest interviews that are super fun. And, you know, it's just got to feel good. If you take nothing away from this podcast episode today, it's got to feel good. I often have, I guess, like gripes with joyful movement. That term and the idea that it's like workouts are supposed to feel like Julie Andrews twirling in a meadow, it is okay if your workouts don't feel like that all the time. That is aspirational at best, to be honest. But they shouldn't be sending you to cry in the bathroom. So, hey, I'll talk to you again next week. I hope I will be spending less time crying in the bathroom by then. But if you're feeling that too, or if you've just been having a lot of meltdowns or a rough time or feeling super overwhelmed, hit me up. Let me know what's up. I promise you, you are not alone. Okay? All right. So have a great day. Have a great week. And we will talk soon.
Thanks again for tuning into Tough Cookie Talks. I'm so glad you're here. If you want to learn more about me and how we can work together, visit my website, itsjennaj.com, or follow and tag me on Instagram at itsjennaj. I would love to hear from you. If you liked this episode and want to hear more, make sure you click subscribe and follow along so that you don't miss a single show. Then take a moment and leave me a 5-star rating and review so that we can help this podcast and this message reach even more people. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon.